I think that the best place for me to begin right now, you know what's really funny is that my husband, when I first agreed to do this, said, don't worry, you know, you won't be able to see the audience. You lied to me. Because I see everyone. 19 years I've been doing this business, and I will just start the show by telling you, there's absolutely nothing in this world that I would ever do besides what I do. But the best place for me to start would be from the absolute beginning. And I want you guys to know that I'm very nervous right now, but he has promised to break something in my body if I try to run off stage. He said, you'll have at least one broken bone. I said, okay. So when I very first came out and started to do this, I was 17 years old and I lived at home with my parents. So doing hair wasn't something that I had originally, you know, some hairdressers will tell you that, oh, since I was 5 years old, I really, yeah, no, that wasn't me. It was just something that I was trying on for size. My parents knew that I was going to be a photographer or maybe a chef or something. I like to make things out of something. So I decided at 16, I'm going to go get my license. And, you know, we have to spend 1,500 hours in school. And at the time, this was 19 years ago, we had these really short, really blue-haired old ladies that taught us, and they were also the same people that gave us our Maryland state test. 1,500 hours, it's kind of like the bar. You really only learn what they need you to know to pass that bar, but actually it has nothing at all to do with what you do for a living. They lie to you for 1,500 hours. So after that, you know, I'm going through school and, you know, we can't fail any part of our test. If you fail one part, you fail it all. You don't get a license test yet and you have to take the entire thing from beginning to end over again. So I was 17 years old and I was one of the very, very last people, or actually last students to go through the state of Maryland before the age of 18. Now you have to be 18. So the only person, the only corporation that was willing to take a chance on me at that time, a chance, was the haircuttery. And my son is 12, and which means I, you know, 5 years older than him. You know, I was cutting people's hair, which is actually very frightening. And so I, you know, go to this haircuttery with this girl. Lori decided to hire me. So I come to work, and now during my 1,500 hours, I have decided that I'm going to take over the entire world. Not just a little bit, no, the whole thing, the vastness of it. And I have been, you know, I'm like a 16-year-old girl when I'm starting, so I'm taking, you know, Cosmopolitan and Vogue, and I'm looking at Christie Brinkley at the time and Claudia Schiffer, and I've decided that I'm going to be their personal hairdressers, and that's just the way it's going to be. So I go and, you know, for all this time, so I show up to work and I have a duffel bag. I have a duffel bag that's probably about this big and about this big. And I go to work for my very, very first day. And I come and I just kind of slide around and I take it to work and I put it down. And I'm dressed kind of the way I am right now, except that I'm 17. So, you know, I think my heels might have been a little bit taller, actually. And I'm not drinking quite as heavily as I do now, but that's okay. So I go in, and the girl who hired me, her name is Lori. And I'm putting away my perfect brush. In this bag, I mean, I have everything that you could possibly even begin to imagine what could possibly be in a hairdresser's bag. I got bleach, I got products, I got red and green. I have every comb manufactured around the world because I want to take it over, so I may as well have it. So. And I finally get there, I'm putting all my stuff away, and then Lori comes around the corner and she says, Adriana, there's a gentleman up front, and it seems that it's your turn to do a haircut. And I just kind of realized at that moment, I've actually never cut a human being's hair before. I'm a legend, and I haven't even cut anybody's hair before. This is really great. So So she walks away, and I'm like, of course. You know, during our process through school, we have to learn procedure. And when they ask you procedure, like, there's a procedure for everything. A color, a highlight, a perm, everything. And you have to be able to recite it. So I walk up front in my perfect recital. I look at this man. He was old. And he was like 35. He was just ancient. He's all ugly and whatever. And I walk up to him and I put out my hand for singing. And I say, hi, my name is Adriana. And he just looked like, oh yeah, I got you now. And he takes my hand and just slowly starts to just pump it up and down and just up and down and up and down. And he just wasn't stopping. Till I finally realized he might eat it. So I just kind of yank it away as fast as I could. And then I decided to just go back to my station. I have noticed, however, that he is quite sweaty and it's snowing outside. This old ass man, and yeah, he's a sweaty old man, and I take him back, and we're sitting at my chair, finally, and I'm sitting there, and I take my cape out, because it's never been used on a human being before, and it still has the creases in it, so I take the cape, and I pass it over the top of him, and I'm getting ready to not do anything, because I don't know how to cut hair, so... So, I start to comb it. And I'm combing. I'm just kind of combing. I have no idea what I'm getting ready to do. I wanted to throw up on him. And my boss is coming around the side and she's like, and I'm just combing. And all of a sudden I hear, I want a new friend. I'm like, well, okay. And I'm thinking there's no fucking procedure for this. I mean, nobody has said one fucking word about freaky cannibal who wants to eat my hand. And he's sweating all over me. There's just no such thing. And so he comes in, and I says, well, sir, you know, okay. And he's like, maybe I could come and get you after work. And I was like, sir, I live at home with my parents. And yeah, I'm sweating. He's starting to sweat even more, and he's playing underneath of his cape. And things are just happening, and shit is just going everywhere. And my boss is looking at me, and I just want to die. So at that moment, I'm just like, okay, I'm still just coming. I'm coming. Said nobody has to know. No, no, sir, I would know. So finally, God just said, you know what, one of my children needs some help. And he came down, and I don't know how it happened, I don't know when it happened, but I just started picking up the hair, and the hair just started going. I think I just wanted to pull his hair back and just kind of get it out of the way. So we finished everything up, and you know, at the hair cuttery, what happens is, we have to ask the person, the client that we have, every additional thing that they want done. So if they want a blow dry or they want anything done, we have to ask them because that's how you build a ticket. So I'm sitting here and I'm going on and on with him, and then all of a sudden I realize, you know what? I don't even need this shit. This pedophile, like, cannibal is trying to eat my hand, who's trying to take me home, tell me to lie to my parents, he's doing all stuff to me. I don't need any of that. I'm going to go back to school to anything that will keep me there as long as possible. I'm never, ever going back to work. And so with my newfound confidence, I just kind of look at him and I said, sir, do you want me to give you a blowjob or not? true story, very true. After 19 years, clearly I didn't go on to anything that would keep me on at school for as long as possible. So I'm just going to share with you, because I only have another minute, the couple things that I would pass on to some of the clients that are some of the new stylists that are coming into my industry. The first one is that don't offer any clients blowjobs. The second is find out what it is that you really excel at. Whatever it is that you're really good at, every artist knows, no matter what your craft is, that there is something that you are very good at. Answer that call. And let that client move on to somebody else who might be able to answer it a little bit better than you. She will remember you. And number three which I think is the most important thing, and it is where I live from. Remember that you are a person of great power. You have the ability with your hands to change the way that people feel about themselves. Some a little bit more than you want, but for the most part, and I'm just going to leave with this example. I have a 27-year-old client who has cancer, and she's had a double mastectomy, and the thing that hit her the hardest was when she lost all of her hair. And now when she comes in, I cry, she cries, because that was what made it very real for her, was when she was looking at herself that way. And it is a privilege, it is an honor to be a part of that journey with anyone. And for 19 years, I can tell you that this is a gateway into many people's lives and a great privilege to be a part of so many people's lives. Thank you.